This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A bomb cyclone that's causing big problems in the Pacific Northwest is expected to make its way to Colorado in a few more days, but not with the same force. At least two people have died and more than 500,000 have lost power in the heavy rain and wind. It'll be a much different storm by the time it reaches here, according to Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
So rather than coming through as one nice big cohesive storm, it's going to kind of break up into little bits and pieces that fly out across the Central Rockies over the weekend into early next week.
Nelson says that could mean some snow in the mountains starting Sunday, but for the short term, the start of the weekend looks mild and sunny in Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins before a chance of snow begins late Sunday. Jim Bishop, the man who built a castle, has died. His monumental stone edifice is one of Southern Colorado's most beloved and quirky tourist attractions. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, Bishop's family announced his death early yesterday morning.
James Roland Bishop began building in the Wet Mountains in 1969. The Pueblo resident initially intended to create a small cottage. He single-handedly labored on weekends, and despite setbacks and challenges, after decades of work, a castle slowly rose from the forested hillside. It stands 165 feet tall and is topped by a metalwork dragon that can breathe smoke from a wood stove. Bishop was 80 years old. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
40 degrees overnight in Boulder with sunny skies tomorrow. This is CPR News at 6:06.